really great future.
We're talking real money.
Hello again. Welcome to another daily edition of Talking Real Money, the podcast. I'm Don McDonald. Thanks for tuning in. Well, listening in. And today, it's just going to be a rant. This is going to be a rantisode because I've got a little rant. I didn't even expect to have this rant until I was doing some reading earlier today. And oh my gosh, it just snowballed. No calls because we don't have any. So this is an opportunity for you to kind of move to the front of the line because you'll be at the front of the line. If you have a question about money, particularly investing, give me a call, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can also send your questions in at our website, the new and improved TalkingRealMoney.com. So you can send them in that way. And if it's a more complicated question, if it's like, hey, here's my portfolio. I don't know what I'm doing. Should I roll this, move that? We also have our advisors who can help you for free, no obligation. No salesperson will call because we don't have any salespeople. In fact, that's going to kind of fit into my rant today. We don't have salespeople. We don't sell products. We are a true fee-only advisory firm, period. 100% fiduciary. Oh my gosh, I'm so sick of people claiming to be fiduciaries. Anyway, I'll get to that in a minute. If you'd like to talk with one of our advisors, we will not manage your money forever for free. Sorry, I'm hoarse. My allergies are really bad today. Go to TalkingRealMoney.com and click on the meet button up at the very top, or, you know, I think there's a picture meeting with an advisor, and just set up an appointment, whatever it's convenient for you. I promise you they won't try to sell you anything. We're here to help. I can also promise you we will not manage your portfolio for the rest of your life for free, but we will try and help you out. Our advisors are committed to doing that. Our firm is committed to doing that. Our firm is called Vestory. Look us up. You want to find out if we're a fee-only firm? Go look up our ADV Part 2 at advisorinfo.sec.gov. Oh, it's such a powerful, helpful site. Yes, you do have to do some reading. Sorry. And I'm not going to say anything politically here. So here's my rant. Ready? I was reading, and I rarely read it, CBS Money Watch. It's at cbsnews.com, and it's their financial stuff. And I was scrolling down the page on my iPad here, and I see one of these ads. And it caught my eye because ad number one, they actually have numbers next to them. It says fiduciary standard, investment advisory representative. Easy for me to say. You can see this is live when I record it anywhere. Investment advisory representatives have a duty of loyalty and care. Then it has a link to a website for a company called financialgroup.com. That's not the name of the company. It's just their website. So I clicked. And I clicked right to this. Here it is. Their fiduciary pledge. I read their fiduciary pledge. I like their fiduciary pledge. Pity it's not honest, but I like it. Fiduciary pledge. The investment advisory representatives of certified advisory shall exercise his slash her best efforts to act in good faith and in the best interest of the client. The advisor shall provide written disclosure to the client prior to the engagement of the advisor and thereafter throughout the term of the engagement or of any conflicts of interest which will or reasonably may compromise the impartiality or independence of the advisor. Certified advisory does not receive this is the important paragraph. Somebody's lying somewhere. This is right on their website. Certified Advisory Corp does not receive any compensation or other remuneration that is contingent on any client's purchase or sale of a financial product. It goes on to say, following the fiduciary pledge means that we will not accept any referral fees or compensation contingent on the purchase or sale of a financial product. Always act in good faith and with candor. Be proactive in disclosing any conflicts of interest that may impact a client. I have issues with this. It is all the rage these days for all of these people in this business to call themselves a fiduciary. Well, I am telling you right here, right now, They're fibbing. They're prevaricating. They are not telling you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help them. Of the million or so financial advice providers in America, according to Market Watch, part of Dow Jones, only 1% of all of the advisors out there are actually required to act in your best interests. 1%. 1%. This is sad. Now, guys like this, and they're all over the country. These guys just happen to be in Florida, but they're all over the country. All touting their fiduciary responsibility. And, you know, these guys are like CFPs. That's another issue I'm going to get to. It's, Certified Financial Planner Board. Their necks should be rung. Really, you ought to just call them and say, are you serious? You hold your CFPs to high standards? Sure you do. You just care about getting your check from them. Oh, I get very frustrated about this stuff. So what did I do? I did what any responsible pseudo-journalist would do. I looked them up on the internet. I went to the Securities and Exchange Commission website, which is advisor with an E, info. That's all one word, advisorinfo.sec.gov. And I typed in the name of their company. And that brought me to what is called their ADV Part 2. Brochure. This is the disclosure document of this firm called Certified Advisory. They call themselves all kinds of names, but Certified Advisory. Okay. And I went to the section of their ADV that talks about compensation for the sale of securities and other investment products. Now, remember, they said in their fiduciary pledge that they do not receive any compensation or other remuneration that is contingent on the client's purchase or sale of a financial product. That is important verbiage. Because here in their ADV Part 2, it actually says, persons providing investment advice on behalf of our firm may also be registered representatives of two different securities firms listed here. As noted earlier, our firm's only compensation is received directly from you. However, there's a but. But, they actually use the word however, in their capacity as registered representatives, these persons may receive commission-based compensation in connection with the purchase and the sale of securities, including 12B1 fees for the sale of investment company products. Compensation earned by these persons in their capacities as registered representatives is separate and could be in addition to our advisory fees. This practice may present a conflict of interest. May? Because persons providing investment advice on behalf of our firm who are registered representatives may have an incentive to affect securities transactions for the purpose of generating commissions rather than solely based on your needs. Wait a minute. I think this is splitting hairs. Oh yeah, when we're an advisor, we're an advisor, but when we're a registered representative, we're not. We're a fiduciary when we wear this hat. You see why I have the two hat thing? Everybody in the investment advisory business, there should be a requirement that when you sit down with them, they wear a hat. I have the hats. I have them. I've got hats. One says, in your best interests, and the other says, merely suitable. They should have to wear these hats, but they don't. Now, does it sound like, when you're obfuscating like that, I mean, what's the difference between that and a lie? Aren't they kind of the same? Really? I think they're close. I think they may even be the same. I don't know. I'm pretty sure they're similar. Now, these folks claim that they're CFPs, Certified Financial Planners. And Certified Financial Planners, you can trust Certified Financial Planners because they're held to a higher standard. Even the CFP board says so. This is from the CFP board's website. You ready? When it comes to ethics and professional responsibility, CFP are professionals are held to the highest of standards. They are obliged to uphold the principles of integrity, objectivity, competence, fairness, confidentiality, professionalism, and diligence as outlined in the CFP board's code of ethics. Ready for the good part? The rules of conduct require CFPR professionals to put your interests ahead of their own at all times. It's right there. I'm reading it to you verbatim. And to provide their financial planning services as a fiduciary. I'm reading it. Acting in the best interests of their financial planning clients. CFP professionals are subject to CFP board sanctions if they violate these standards. Why are there so many CFPs violating these standards? It's a plague of violation. And you CFP board people, you should be ashamed of yourselves because you, like everybody else in this business practically, am I getting a little heated? Yes, I think I am. Is in it purely to make money. There's nothing wrong with making money. This is America. I am all for making money, but I am not all for making money when you lie, when you flat out lie to your customers. And I'm telling you, folks, when you obfuscate like that, when you say, well, when I'm a professional, I'm a professional. And when I'm unprofessional, I'm unprofessional. Well, yeah. Oh, when I tell the truth, I'm telling the truth. But when I lie, well, I'm lying. So you need to trust me because I always tell the truth unless I'm lying. So we never take commissions unless we take commissions. But then, really, are we taking commissions? Well, yes, we're taking commissions, but we're not giving you advice when we're taking commissions. You see, when we're giving you advice, we're a fiduciary. But when we're taking commissions, I don't know what we are for sure. I think we're still good people, though. Really, we are. I'm so nice. I'm your financial person, and I'm really nice. Okay, so I'm not honest. I'm sorry. So, here's the thing. Your financial professional, the person with whom you work, your financial advisor, as much as you might like them and they're lovely people and you golf with them and you have them over for barbecues and they take you to dinners and they treat you with just great respect. Well, to your face, but not to your wallet. And while you may believe you have a professional who acts in your best interests, the odds are actually against you because 99% do what these guys did or do and have done for a very long time. What should you do? Well, one, you should go read their ADV. I know it's going to take you 30, 45 minutes. But go to SEC, go to the SEC website, advisor@advisernfo.sec.gov. Look them up. Go to our website, talkingrealmoney.com. Download our advisor interview form. Take it to your advisor. Say, sign this, because I have the word always in there. And there's a section that says, how are you compensated? And the question you should ask, do you ever sell anything for which you get a commission? And then when they say no, say, would you go ahead and put that in writing and sign it, please? It's business. This isn't personal. Oh, I'll tell you what, you know, this thing makes me so angry. So I'm going to give you all my lovely, loyal podcast listeners, a little preview. I decided today that I'm going to roll this out in a couple of weeks. I am going to create a website to which you can submit your advisor's information. And in fact, matter of fact, just go to talkingrealmoney.com and go to the contact form. I am going to vet your advisors for you. Okay? I am going to devote my quality time, my, you know, because I've got plenty of work to do, but I hate that people do this to you. So what I, and this will just stay between us. I'm not even, I'm just, if I refer to anybody, it will be obliquely. I won't name names unless you tell me I can, then I will. But I certainly won't name your name. And I'm going to vet them for you. I am. I'm going to vet them for you. I'll have a site for that purpose soon. In the meantime, if you have somebody or you want to call and ask me about them, call 24-7, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. Now, bear in mind, whatever you say there will be on the air. Or send me a note at TalkingRealMoney.com and tell me what I can share and what I can't share. And everybody should write to the bloody CFP board and say, you know, if your people are not acting in their client's best interest, why aren't you shutting them down? Why aren't you telling them they can't use that CFP designation anymore? Because so many are. Duly registered advisors should not be able to call themselves CFPs. It's wrong. You want the email address of the CFP board? It's really easy. Mail at cfpboard.org. Mail at cfpboard.org. See how angry I am? This went longer than I thought. Okay, well, the phone number, 855-935-TALK. If you want to talk to an actual 100% all the time fiduciary advisor and do it for free and not get pressured to become a client, go to talkingrealmoney.com, click on the meet button. I promise you, wonderful thing about me, if I lie to you, you can call me on it on the radio because we don't screen the calls. We just take our calls. You can call me on the radio on Saturday live at 855-935-TALK, call between 3 and 5 Eastern, and you can say, Don, you lied, which keeps me from lying. Well, plus, I just want to be honest. I've been doing this for 30-odd years. I've tried to be as honest as I can possibly be based on the information I have. Sure, I told you to get an actively managed funds years ago. Everybody thought they were good. I didn't know. I do now. We evolve. Okay, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Sorry for the rant, but it's a good rant. It's an important rant. You need to share this rant with your friends, please. This is a very powerful rant. It could save people. Literally, this rant could save people billions of dollars if people would just ask the questions, read the disclosures, and call me anytime at 855-935-TALK. I'm Don McDonald.
Talking real money. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So, past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.